This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Emmy Kastner is a co-founder of Read and Write Kalamazoo, promoting literacy for kids. Now she's a full-time children's book author and illustrator. Her new series of books, called Nerdy Babies, introduces kids to the exciting world of science. The first two books, Space and Ocean, hit the presses in May. Five publishing houses bid on the series. Macmillan won, and that's a story in itself. So tell us, Emmy, how Nerdy Babies was born. Was this a long labor?
Right, it was, actually. You know, I had, since I was a small child, I've always wanted to be a maker of children's books. So it's been something floating around in the back of my head. And really, I feel like it's Nerdy Babies is this beautiful sort of, you know, process of many hats that I wear. So I was a science teacher, a high school science teacher for a handful of years, and a high school English teacher, and I've always loved art. And so when I was a science teacher, my coworkers were like, because I would always make little comic strips for my students or have my students do that kind of stuff. And so they were like, you should make a book like that. You should do that. And I was like, oh yeah, I want to. And so fast forward to years down the road, my daughter, she's five now, but she was, you know, they memorize books, read a lot. And so, you know, she would just go around and it was really sweet. And I was like, oh, it'd be really sweet if like little kids were walking around reciting little science facts. And I was like, oh, that would be a good book. Someone should do that book. I should do that.
There you go.
So I was like, I have all the tools. And so it was really like, it's an exciting entrance into the publishing world.
Oh, it is. Congratulations.
Oh,
Macmillan is a big hit.
Right?
Oh, it's a big
the whole
deal.
Process was so exciting. So I'm grateful. Yeah.
Well, how did that happen? This is going to be a series, right?
Yes.
You're launching a couple, but I imagine there will be many more. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hope. So these are the first two. I'm working on the third and fourth now.
Which will be what?
They will be weather and earth, geology, like plate tectonics and rocks and minerals and fun stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. These first ones we should mention are ocean and space.
Yes. So the four is just this nice set of kind of the basics of the world around us. Ocean, earth, space, weather. So yeah, Macmillan, I mean...
Was that like your first hit or did you go through years of looking or how did that happen?
I found an agent, and so that process, you know, as soon as I was like, I want to make children's books, how do I do that? So I went to my best friend, Google, and just started researching what that looked like. And so, and first step is like, oh, you need an agent to solicit most publishing houses. So I... Okay, how do I find an agent? And so...
So you got the agent before you had the concept on a storyboard or what?
Oh, the concept was down. So I had I had a very like beginning first draft of the manuscript and some sketches of the full book. It's called A Dummy. And so then I had some full color illustrations too. So then I was sending that to... agents.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I heard back from one and we had a good back and forth. And then another prospective agent, I didn't know, she was following me on Instagram and we met at a place called Nerd Camp.
Ooh, how perfect.
Right. No.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Emmy Kastner recalls a memorable hallway meeting with an agent.
Emmy, yeah, do you have a couple minutes to talk? And it turned into like a 90-minute thing in this hallway of me sharing what Nerdy Babies was and what I thought it could be and talking about who I am and what I was up to. And she was telling me where she was as an agent. And then she was like, I wasn't prepared to do this, but I'd love to represent you in your work. And
right there in the hallway.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Wow. Is this how it happens? And so I was really shook a little bit, like, oh, okay. She's like, think about it. Nerd Camp is a 2-day thing. And yeah. So I would see her in person the next day. So I went to Derek and Joanna back at the booth. I was like, oh, she wants to be my agent. And so we're all celebrating. And then went home and talked to my husband. And the next day I was like, yeah, let's do this. And so
social media works.
Social media, right? Yeah. And it was such a thing where I'd been working on it for so many years, but you know, putting your art out there is such a vulnerable act. And for me, putting visual art out there is a lot more nerve-wracking than writing. And so
why is that?
I don't know. I have always seen myself as a writer and art. I don't know. I'm always hard on myself about art, I think. And it was just so nerve-wracking to put it out there. Yeah, starting my Instagram for the visual component, like illustrations and stuff, it was a little scary. And then, but to hear feedback of, oh, wow, I look forward to your posts.
I'm a follower too.
You're
I enjoy
so sweet.
Them.
I think it was 2017 that I was posting every day.
Yeah.
A piece of art. And that was really selfishly, I mean, maybe not selfishly, but it was for me to keep myself accountable to making art, because that's often gets put on the back burner. And then, so like keeping myself accountable, I was like, yes, I'll make an Instagram and I'll put it out there and then I'll have to post. And then I started hearing feedback from people, and that's how Molly had found me. And it was so moving. I was just like, oh, wow, okay. Well, I guess, you know, you take a little gamble and you put yourself out there, and good stuff happens.
So do you think of yourself as a writer or an artist first, or they go hand in hand completely?
I think now it's very hand in hand. And what was surprising to me when I was soliciting agents and whatnot, I was hearing amazing feedback on my art. We love your art. You know, the story's not quite there or not a good fit for us, but keep us in mind, you know, we love your art. And so that was surprising to me. I was like, oh, whoa,
was
okay.
It? Really?
Right? And so, you know, but now it's definitely a hand-in-hand thing for me. And the more I've made it a daily practice, it's
so
just,
you work on this every day.
I do. I write and make some sort of visual art every day.
That's probably a big part of it, I think, sticking with a routine.
Yeah, yeah. And it was hard. I mean, at the very beginning, when I got this book deal and when I started working on the books, I was still with Rock. So Read and Write Kalamazoo is the nonprofit.
Right. That's how many of us in Kalamazoo know you.
Yeah, yeah.
The books are Emmy Kastner and Rock. We used to know you better
you
as
can still know
Emily.
Me. Right, right. And so that with that, too, I mean, Emily, Emmy, it's all the same. Well, people, family, friends all call me different things. So, and I thought too, the Emmy feels really like a friend sort of level too.
Yeah, Emily it's very endearing.
Right. And so my hope is that, you know, with my future readers, we do have a friendship.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Emmy Kastner, the author and illustrator of the new Nerdy Babies children's book series. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.